It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller with another edition of the show. Dr. Eller, we have all sorts of things going on in Sylacauga City Schools, particularly when it comes to sports. There's something going on every single day, it seems.
Yes.
When that's the case, you have to have an incredible staff to make sure that things are going very smoothly, and that all starts up at the top.
It sure does.
Yeah.
So the athletic director is extremely important to ensure that our sports are all organized. They have everything that they need, from coaches to supplies to schedules to eligibility of the players. So there's a lot of factors to put into play. And, you know, many people may not realize, you know, we are a 5A school. We probably offer more athletics, I know, than any other 5A school that I'm aware of. I've been associated with other 5A schools in the past, and they don't even come close to offering what we offer with athletics. And that doesn't even, you know, constitute what we offer with other avenues as well, from, you know, robotics teams to math clubs to scholar bowls to the fine arts. So it's a lot, and it's a lot to navigate. And so the role that Coach Wilkinson plays is so vitally important to ensure that everything's in place and ready to go so that our student athletes can compete.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned him, Coach Chad Wilkinson. Welcome in, Athletic Director, Sylacauga City Schools. Man, where do we begin? You have a lot. You wear a lot of hats. I mean, you wear one central hat in terms of being the athletic director, but it really goes deeper than that. Take us through your background for just a minute. Like, let's introduce yourself to those who may not know you and how you got into this position.
Well, I was originally from Lineville, Alabama. I graduated high school. I'm not going to give the year, give my age away. So, yeah. And I pursued a job after high school. I didn't go right into college, and I ended up getting married, having a child, and had to take care of the child, et cetera. So I decided I'd go back to school, get my degree in education, because my whole family's have plenty of educators in my background. My oldest brother, he's a former principal. He's retired from Alabama. Now he's an assistant principal in Georgia now. So he's kind of double dipping. So I got into teaching. I started out my teaching career at Fayetteville High School, which is right down the road. I coached three sports, football, basketball, and softball there. And then I was there for 7 years, and I got a job, got an opportunity to coach my daughter here at Sylacauga High School. Talked to Gary Rivers. He gave me a shot to come to the middle school with him, work for him. He's a phenomenal administrator. I enjoy working with him. And I ended up working with Jay Brooks when Jay Brooks was coaching softball. And I pursued that after he made that transfer to baseball. But I was also the assistant AD when Matt Griffith was here as a head football coach. I was the assistant AD for 5 years. And Dr. Eller came and talked to me, you know, wanted to.
It seems to be a trend.
Yes.
It seems to be a trend. And not to cut you off, Chad, but Dr. Eller, for the last 8 interviews that we've done every week, Dr. Eller, that is the same line everybody says. Yeah. Dr. Eller came to talk to me because they were in sort of another role, and Dr. Right. Eller was like, I'm going to pluck you and put you here, and very convincingly so. So anyway, continue. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Eller, she came and talked to me, and Dr. Eller has a way of talking to people because she can see their strengths, she can see their weaknesses, and there was a need to move me somewhere else, and she asked me to be the athletic director for Sylacauga High School, mm-hmm. or for Sylacauga City Schools. And I embraced that opportunity. You know, it wasn't my dream job, but I embraced that opportunity. It was a good move up for me as far as, you know, my kind of status, rather than just being a classroom teacher and a coach. You know, because I love athletes. I love students. That's the reason we're in the business, you know, is just taking care of kids. And taking care of the coaches too, and making sure they have everything that they need. And I embraced that role, and I'm on year 4 now, and still kicking.
Yeah, absolutely, you're doing a fantastic job.
You know, he didn't say no too many times.
Well, obviously not. I mean, he took it graciously. But let's talk about that for just a second. Just that, what you see in somebody to say, hey, you know, I think this might be the route for you to take. What is it that you have learned along the way that you have experienced that you're now seeing and doing in other people?
Well, I think back, you know, I coached dance.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure who our AD was in our building, if that tells you anything at the time. And so, honestly, the first year I coached dance, I didn't even get a stipend because nobody had put my name on a supplement list. And, I mean, I didn't care. I wasn't doing it for that. But I had attended a camp that summer, and some of the other coaches from the neighboring schools were there, and something was said about the stipend, and I said, what stipend? And so I went back to my principal and said, hey, there's supposed to be a stipend. He said, oh, your name wasn't turned in. I'll get that fixed. So even little things like that of making sure that your coaches are compensated, you know, goes a long way in being detail-oriented. But I really didn't feel like I had an advocate in my building that, you know, if there were things that arose with my team or with parents and things of that nature, I didn't feel like I had somebody that I could go to and say, hey, I need your support or guidance, or can you sit in this meeting with me with a parent? I didn't feel like I had those supports. Now, I went on to coach. I coached 7 years. But it would have been nice to have, you know, that extra layer of somebody looking out for me and looking out for my girls and my program. And so I see those characteristics in Coach Wilkinson. You can see those in his classroom, just the way that he teaches, his classroom management, his attention to detail, the innovative way that he brought in different subject areas and the way he presented it to the students. You could tell that he had a very good rapport with his class. He's got a great rapport with the parents of his students. You know, he's got a lot of respect within the community just with the different hats that he's worn. And so all those things are, I mean, they're important, and those are things that you look at in somebody that's going to be leading in, you know, whatever capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, all good things have been heard, of course, you know, about Coach Wilkinson. What is it like in the classroom? Because you teach ninth grade world history. So what are you experiencing with the students, maybe some of which are student athletes that you may see on the playing field? But what is the classroom relationship like with you teaching the students?
Well, I'm a teacher. I'm not the athletic director. I'm a teacher. I'm also a parent to some of these kids, because some of our kids need that role model as a parent in their life, you know. And the majority of my kids, when I get to know them, you know, they can just about come to me with anything, if, you know, if they got questions or concerns. But normally I have no behavior problems. If I do, I deal with it right there, and it's put to an end. So, I have some great students. You know, I have for the last, you know, 16 years that I've been teaching, I've had wonderful students. And I still talk to a lot of them today, you know, inviting to weddings, seeing their kids, et cetera. So we have some great kids at Sylacauga. They just need that structure for the most part. And they need somebody just, you know, wanting to push them to do the very best that they can do.
What does that mean to you, Dr. Eller, when you hear, you know, whether it's male or female, you know, it doesn't matter, just in the leadership role, recognizing there are students who might just, it goes beyond the classroom.
Right.
It goes into family life. It goes into being a good steward of the community, of good morals and values. How does that make you feel knowing that you have this team in place, no pun intended, of employees doing their job?
It's great. I mean, it's, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to develop our students, and we're here to develop them for the future. And, you know, it's hard to do that if you don't have those relationships first. And so, you know, as you know, the best teachers, the best coaches have relationships. They have positive relationships with students, with parents. And when you have that, and when everybody's looking for the best interest of the child, then you see this success that we've been able to see both in and out of the classroom.
Coach, kind of rapid fire here really quick. What's the most rewarding thing about your job?
I get to see the kids compete, you know, at a high level and do the things that they have been coached to do and winning games, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's really not about winning and losing. It's about building the total athlete. But sure. It's also rewarding when you see those kids win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a cherry on top for sure. What would you say is the most stressful thing about your job?
The day-to-day things, putting out fires in the day. Yeah. You might have a random parent calling, complaining about something else, and, you know, you having to stop what you're doing and trying to deal with that, you know, just basically putting out fires from day-to-day. So, yeah, I would say that.
Yeah. So in your job, in your position that you're in, what is it like in terms of the dynamic that you have with the other coaches? What do you typically do? Do you have a regular, you know, all hands on deck athletic or coaches meeting every week? Are you constantly in contact with those coaches? What does that dynamic look like?
We have a pretty good relationship. You know, if I need something from the coaches, I'll either give them a call or email them, or I'll walk to where their classroom is and have a conversation with them. But, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, my office sometimes I use it for coaches to vent, you know, sometimes I got to be a therapist sometimes. And that happens as well. So, but, you know, just day to day, I'm in constant communications with all the coaches on a daily basis, just about.
So big picture, what are we looking like in terms of the next few days, next few weeks, in terms of athletic events that people can be attuned to come out to? We had senior night for volleyball on Monday night. Mm-hmm. We've got football at Jemison on Friday night. So what does it look like for you?
Well, tonight we have the Varsity County Tournament. They will be traveling to Lincoln to play at the tournament there in Lincoln tonight. And then Friday, like you said, we travel to Jemison. And then we're looking forward to getting ready for the area tournament for volleyball, which is going to happen on October the 14th.
Man, a lot coming up for sure. Yes. Yeah. And I know it's not just varsity sports. We've got JV, middle school. I mean, there's a lot going on, and yes. You're at the pinnacle of that. So God bless you. Godspeed for sure, man. I know you got a lot going on. So happy Administrators Week a week late.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Happy Athletic Administrators Week a week late.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. Yeah,
I appreciate
really
it.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy
absolutely
being here.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, anything else that I may have missed?
Not that I can think of. We just, you know, we appreciate everybody. We appreciate their role and the work they do. And, you know, just appreciate what Coach Wilkinson has done in cultivating our coaches. You know, he does a review with them at the end of their season, does a pretty comprehensive review with them so that they can reflect on their season, reflect on their goals and plans for the next year. And so that's extremely important as well, because if you don't take the time to assess where you are and then get feedback and really make goals for the next season, you know, how can you expect to be better in your craft?
Absolutely. And, you know, Coach, really quick, I just thought about this. You mentioned that you had coached your daughter, Neely Scott. What was that like in terms of being able – in your position that you're in, to be able to also coach your daughter and, you know, and have that experience? What was that like?
It was awesome. You know, when I came to Sylacauga, Jay Brooks was the head coach, and Jay and I have a really good relationship. And the first thing that I told Jay was, you know, I've been coaching her long enough. I need somebody else to coach her. So I was just an assistant coach to Brooks, coaching her is basically
okay.
What it was.
Sure.
You know, she, I coach her at home, I coach her in the car, but, you know, while we're on the field, I let him handle that. So it worked out really well.
That's awesome. That's got to be a special feeling for sure. I get it. Cool. Very good. Coach Chad Wilkinson, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, thank you.
Yes, thank you, and go Aggies.